think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the safest place is the most dangerous. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
I'm Tony Bruschi, and today we're diving into one of the most unsettling trials in recent memory, one that we have been anticipating for quite some time now, the case against Richard Allen and the Delphi murders. Here's a question for you. What happens when the justice system leans heavily on unreliable memories and forced confessions? Can the truth survive in a courtroom where the only lifeline to conviction might be a misplaced bullet and a story told by someone unraveling at the seams? This isn't just a whodunit. It's a murky, confusing puzzle full of questionable evidence and testimonies that don't always add up. As we unpack the latest from the trial, you'll hear how eyewitness accounts from the past years, mental illness, and a confession made under extreme conditions and duress could sway the outcome. At its core, this story isn't just about guilt or innocence. It's about the fragility of our criminal justice system and the razor-thin line between justice and failure. But here's the real psychological drama. What happens when the system designed to uncover truth pushes someone to the brink of insanity? Are we really seeking justice or just forcing a confession to fit a narrative? What unseen forces might be at play in this labyrinthine case? Let's get into it with psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott. What I find very interesting about this, and I was having this conversation earlier with Robin Dreek, former Marine, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, former FBI. And I said, you know, when it comes to like the world of spies, because that's where he was, in spy recruiting and all of that, and you're trying to get information out of a foreign adversary or something of that nature, they don't play by these sort of rules where let's torture, and put them in a small, we have seen things like that happen, like at Guantanamo Bay and things like that. And like, what the hell were you all doing? This is insane. By any stretch of the imagination or any professional standards, you don't do that because it doesn't produce accurate results.
Exactly.
That's what's shocking to me is how we can, in one piece of our world and in one piece of, our government, if you will, we're talking militarily, they know this doesn't work. You can't coerce a confession that way. You're not going to get any accurate information that way. And if you're just someone, a layperson hearing this story, you go, oh, well, that makes sense. Then we hear the story of Richard Allen, and the exact same sort of things and conditions were happening to him, but somehow there are people expect different results of like, oh yeah, well, if he killed those girls, you know, he's going to confess. It's like this vitriolic, let's give it to the bad guy, even if he's not your bad guy. But if he is the bad guy, he's really going to crack. And I guess he got somebody to crack, but I don't know it was because he's really the bad guy.
Right. And the irony of our prison system and many jails also is that when they want to keep someone safe, mm-hmm. they put them in a situation that is hellish.
Yeah.
And one of the jails I used to go into to evaluate people, they called it the safety cell. And the safety cell was basically a cold room with padded walls and a concrete floor with no mattress. They took their clothing away. So there was no way they could hurt themselves. When I looked at it, it looked like the torture cell to me, not the safety cell, but that's what it was called. So there's some irony there. And he certainly has not been in a situation conducive to his mental health. But for me, it's really about the symptoms, what was causing them, what confession did he make at what point in time?
Yeah.
And were there things said when he was fairly symptom-free and cogent? I would give more credence to those than things that he said that were of a very bizarre nature when he was eating feces.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would be very, very accurate. Just the idea that this is how our systems work. Do we need, you don't have investigators in a prison all the time or jail. Number one, he shouldn't have been in a prison. We have already covered that a gazillion times, but he was. In a prison, you don't have your investigators. You don't have your attorneys there all the time. You oftentimes have your wardens that are right there. And I think sometimes just based on experience and stories, you have wardens that are almost wanting to play the role of investigator or playing the role of cop. And they're going to get that confession. They're going to get that information out of this guy that we know what he's in here for, but he hasn't been convicted of anything. Is it something where we need, better reforms there too in our prison system in terms of how we treat our prisoners in order to get information out of them if we want it? Because we seem to be going about it the exact opposite way of getting actual accurate information when we're trying to seek justice.
Yeah, I think that topic of prison reform, oh my gosh. Yeah, the whole thing, the fact that you basically have to join a racist gang, if you're black to survive, you join the black gang. Yeah. If you're white, you join, the other gang.
Yeah.
And that you have to be so aggressive rather than anything related to rehabilitation.
Yeah.
And so there is, from top to bottom, I think we have a mess and we need to do the whole thing differently. I don't see that happening in the current political state, but it would be wonderful if we did do a better job.
With only this bullet tying Richard Allen to the scene, and it's questionable if it even ties him to the scene, quite honestly. It was found after officers had combed the scene, had been around. The point was even made by Richard Allen's attorney that it's probably more likely that that single bullet that was found is more so from an officer accidentally dropping it while he was working the scene than it was from Richard Allen's weapon. The science of saying that this thing was cycled through Richard Allen's gun, also not that reliable or not that great in terms of the markings on it. It could have, you know, pretty much gone through any gun. And to be sitting there, that's all they have. There's no DNA. The only DNA they actually have is like someone else's hair in Libby's hand. Are they going to be able to land this thing in terms of the prosecution getting a conviction, do you think, thus far on what we know of the evidence?
Yeah, I am really curious. It's one I could not call because we certainly look at other cases where the evidence is overwhelming. And I think you and I can both say 99% odds that a person did it based upon what we're watching. Sure. This one isn't that way. It's very murky, very confusing, very convoluted. If you didn't have all his confessions, you know, it would certainly lean very strongly toward innocent. But we don't really have all the data yet. We don't have all the information. And I'm sad that we can't all watch because I think we could learn a lot from this trial. But I'm very curious to see ultimately what all comes out.
I know. I hate to say it because it's taken so long to get here and these families want justice. We're talking 2017. Feels to me like it could be a hung jury at some point. There's just too much back and forth. There certainly is reasonable doubt. I think without a doubt, there is reasonable doubt. Is it enough though to sway a jury completely or get everybody on one side? I don't know. I mean, we're still somewhat early into this, but it's not supposed to last very long either. So we'll keep our eyes on it. Javon Scott, psychotherapist and author, thank you for joining us. The case of Richard Allen exposes the uncomfortable truths about how our justice system operates under pressure. If you haven't been playing along, not so well. What should have been a pursuit of truth feels more like a tangled web of assumptions, unreliable memories, and psychological warfare. Eyewitness testimonies from teenagers turned adults, confessions extracted from a man isolated and mentally broken, and a single unspent bullet found long after the crime scene had been combed. These are the pillars on which this trial rests. Does any of it feel solid to you? Allen's behavior in custody, eating feces, isolated in solitary confinement. It paints a picture of a system that seems more focused on breaking him than finding the truth. If the FBI teaches us anything, it's that forced confessions rarely deliver accurate results. So why are we still relying on methods that generate false confessions instead of real answers? If the military has learned to abandon these tactics, why hasn't our criminal justice system caught up long ago? What about the bullet? The state clings to it as if it's a smoking gun. But its origin is shaky at best. Could it have been dropped by an officer at the scene, as the defense suggests? With no DNA connecting Allen to the murders, the question remains, are we really building a case on facts, or are we just building a narrative because we need someone to blame? The bigger picture here is, are we witnessing a fair trial, or just an elaborate performance aimed at securing closure, no matter the cost? If the state fails to deliver beyond a reasonable doubt, can justice still be served? I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and the others we cover, be sure to press subscribe wherever you get podcasts. And thanks for listening. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No.